Next week, Daniel Behar starts a national tour. Who, you may be asking, is Daniel Behar? He is a singer and songwriter from Vancouver who makes critically acclaimed records under the name Destroyer. He's also a member of a Canadian band called the New Pornographers. And if you don't know who he is, that may be just fine with him. Daniel Behar mostly avoids publicity and doesn't like performing live. Still, he continues to write and record, and critics say his latest record as Destroyer may be his best yet. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Destroyer is not a household name, but he's famous enough that there's a drinking game inspired by lyrics like these.
Look to the west, oh look, it's no contest. Proud Mary said as she lit the fuse, I wanted you, I wanted your blues.
The first rule is, take a drink if the words are borrowed from another song, even if it's another Destroyer song. So in this example, you would have taken two drinks, one for the nod to Creedence Clearwater's Proud Mary, the other for the phrase Your Blues, which is the title of an earlier Destroyer album. And that's just the first rule.
Another is references to the music industry. Another is references to geographical locations.
Carl Wilson is a music critic for the Toronto Globe and Mail.
Lines that contradict the previous line. Characters, given names and songs, usually a woman's name.
Quiet Ruby, someone's coming. Approach with stealth, so it's just your precious American underground. And it is born of wealth with not a writer in the locks.
Critic Carl Wilson says if you played the drinking game by the rules, you'd probably wind up in the hospital. Destroyer fans apparently made up the game in order to extract some meaning from lyrics that are more or less inscrutable, much like the guy who's singing them and the name under which he chooses to record.
I've never given too much thought to the name. I mean, it kind of has like a classic rock sounding name. I like classic rock, and it's kind of tough. That's cool. It's got three syllables, which is good, but it's still one word. It's also cool. You know, all the real basics are covered.
Sometimes it's hard to tell whether or not Daniel Behar is pulling your leg. Critic Carl Wilson suspects there is more to the name Destroyer than Behar is letting on.
At the same time, as it's a bit of a joke about somebody making quite gentle in many ways and poetic music and taking on this very sort of heavy metal name, it's also serious in that there is some rebellious and anti-establishment and anti-society agenda that kind of runs underneath the project in a much more earnest kind of way.
Wilson thinks that anti-establishment streak often plays out in metaphors about the music business, which is a frequent target of Behar's disdain.
So you had the best legs in a business built for kicks, but was this changing of the gods really supposed to make you sick? It's all right. The sublimation hour. Medium rotation, the shock of the new. And a memo from Feldman saying everything is true. It's all right.
Daniel Behar's criticism of the industry extends to the independent side of the business, too. His music is full of subtle barbs at the American underground and the publicity machine that produces indie rock stars. It's an industry he's done his best to avoid. After signing the most important recording contract of his life, Behar spent a year hiding out in Spain, and touring used to make him miserable.
Playing live, almost irregardless of how well it went, would put me in a bad mood for, you know, 24 to 48 hours before the show and like another 24 to 48 hours after the show.
Luckily, it's not my job to figure him out, so I can live with the fact that he's an enigma.
Carl Newman is the main singer and songwriter of the New Pornographers. Behar has been part of the band since the mid-1990s, and although he rarely joins them on stage anymore, Behar still contributes a few songs per record. Newman says Behar's lyrics are abstract in a good way.
They're poetic, you know? I think the guy's a poet. I mean, I'm pretty tough on lyrics, and I think Dan writes really great lyrics.
Come on, come out of the rain. You're not impressed, you're just too learned. I took the book, I lit the page. Your sabbatical was burning. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage. Lick my lips, twist my hips, but Contessa, I already did.
Daniel Behar grew up in Vancouver. He started writing songs 10 years ago when he dropped out of college and borrowed a friend's four-track cassette recorder.
Some things work, but me, I choose to lose my skin in the dirt.
One thing he has tried to avoid is the confessional style of many singer-songwriters. Behar says he adopted the name Destroyer instead of using his own, partly to keep listeners and critics guessing whether his songs are autobiographical or not.
It gives you so much more room to move, I think. You always have room to move, but it at least gives people who want to try and formulate some idea about what it is you're doing a lot more room to move in their interpretation.
Or to keep them on their toes. For a Destroyer album 2 years ago, Behar abandoned his backup band for a bank of synthesizers.
You lost your serve, you lost your swing, you thought you'd heard of everything, hell no.
All I ever try and do is come up with lines that strike some kind of poetic resonance or beauty or... and also seemed like I haven't said it before in that way. I don't know, that kind of just sound distinct to me. That's always the driving force. And everything else that seeps out might be a mild interest of mine, but it's like not something that I would structure a song or any piece of writing around.
For his latest record, Behar returns to a familiar classic rock sound. In some ways, says critic Carl Wilson, this is Destroyer's most accessible work yet.
You can hear a much more sort of lived and experienced kind of passion and certainly a sense of place and these kinds of things that are much more straightforward.
So does that mean the end of the Destroyer drinking game? No, and the rules still apply.
References to visual art or artists, literary references, references to royalty or feudal hierarchy, and then I have a note saying drink twice for reference to disillusionment with royalty.
For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
References to the legal system or political system, reference to religion.
Testing. I took a picture, I was sick of motion. Pour watercolors into the ocean.